listener production.
As much fun as using a fake name on your coffee order.
Skinny chai tea. Oksana.
That's me.
Peppermint mocha with a double shot for a Min Lee.
That's me.
It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Furious. Okay.
What happened?
Furious. Well, we're in this new building, right?
Melbourne building. Studios. It's got a basketball court in it.
Yep. Matt and Alex, they thought these boys do not need to be podcasting from a bloody chicken coop. We need to get these boys in the penthouse ASAP. Mm. So they built it especially for us. We've got it ready here. But I know what bright spark is playing a trick on me. Every time I come to this building, I go to press either like the elevator button, I go to grab the door handle to open up the door to come in, I get electric shocked.
Oh.
It zaps me. There's this little tick. I'm like, ow.
You're not earthing yourself, man. You got to earth yourself. We talked about earthing before. You got to connect with the ground, bro. That is why you have to walk to work in bare feet and turn up.
But I don't want to work in bare feet.
No, we should be encouraging it. We honestly should. You got to connect to the ground, man.
Bron, do you get shocked when you touch those door handles and stuff?
Never. And I haven't heard anyone else getting electric shocked either.
Why am I the only one getting electric shocked?
No, this is you and your bloody lefty green mates all high on your own renewable supply, right? You're trying to get rid of the hard workers digging up coal in the ground, and you're out here charging up our radio stations with your own bloody carpet zhuzhing.
Yeah, well, maybe that can be the solving the climate crisis. Just hook Daiso up to the grid, and this guy will power you through. A couple of blackouts, no worries. I don't know what's going on. I need to investigate.
I'll tell you what, every playground in Australia is the most supercharged place as well. Sophia goes down the slide. You go, well done, grab her. Bloody arms almost fly off.
You know what the worst bit is, though? I bet you if I try to take this further and I try and show someone me getting shocked on the way into something, it won't work.
No.
And I'll say, it usually happens.
You showing them how you get shocked, they will not be shocked. No one will be shocked in that situation, you know? Look, hopefully we have a little bit of charge to this episode today, Alex Dyson. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you very much for joining us, wherever you are listening, around Australia and indeed the world.
Matt is going to be blowing your mind, not with electricity, but with a fact that is going to be very difficult to believe.
And Alex Dyson, you teased us a little bit yesterday with regards to the fact that Falls Festival for you is notoriously sad. So I'm trying to tease the story out of you as to what has, what's happened to you in the past that's caused these tears to falls.
Well, so I've had some very good times in the past. I get with some wonderful people, but yeah, you're right. For that New Year's Eve section, it's always a bit tough for me. So I'll tell you what's happened to me over the years as part of this Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Let's jump into it though. Have a good one.
This is just the start.
Everyone ready?
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Well, Matt, have you bought the blue face paint?
What for? Are we going to a Bali full moon party?
No. Oh. And not the blue zinc for the outfield in the cricket. No, I'm
Smurfs the musical. Am I playing, Bumbledore for something?
Haven't you heard? Eiffel 65 is touring Australia. You've got to get front row, baby. No, I'm talking blue face paint because James Cameron, legendary director of Terminator and Titanic, has announced that Avatar 4 has begun. It's in the works, getting ready to go.
What?
Avatar 4.
Is in the works?
Yep. At the D23 Expo, in a pre-recorded video, James Cameron disclosed that the fourth film to the science fiction franchise, Avatar, has already begun production. You know the only bad thing about this?
What?
Well, Avatar 2 hasn't even come out.
Whew, that is, I mean, in a world where viruses can escape, that is brave.
It certainly is
to go that far
ahead.
I can't even guarantee you listening that there's going to be an episode of this show tomorrow.
that is true. We could get the old Bo Peep clothes horse off stage very quickly.
There is a big candy cane just sitting on the edge of in this studio here. I was wondering what that was for, the old hook.
Avatar 2, the second one, the long awaited, because the first one came out about 2010.
2009.
End of 2009. Avatar 2, Avatar The Way of Water, is set to be released in December 2022. So December this year, the second one's coming out. Then they got to get through the third, and then number four coming hot off the press.
Is Sam still in it?
Wurtho?
Yeah.
Don't know if Wurtho's still in it.
I mean, by the time Avatar 4 comes out, they're going to be needing bloody Zimmer frames on set. They're not going to be...
If it's the same time between one and two, between two and three, and then three and four...
It's going to be... Well, Avatar 1 was just Avatar. Avatar 2 is Avatar The Way of Water. Bloody Avatar 4 is going to be Golden Girls reboot.
Avatar 4 osteoporosis.
No. Hey, do you know I saw a fact recently that all of the cast members of Friends are now older than the youngest Golden Girl was when that show started? So, like...
Oh, boy.
I mean, that's trip-out sort of stuff.
Well, we hope, you know, obviously it goes ahead. You don't want to do a big announcement and then, you know, have to backtrack on it. Much like a kid called Donald at our school. I think I might have mentioned before, but one Friday... Everyone, I'm moving this weekend, finally moving. We're farewell. He got the T-shirt signed, people writing the signatures all over the school shirt. Back at school Monday.
Oh, no. What happened?
He just called it early. I was like, oh, we didn't end up going.
Well, I'm terrified. I mean, I've mentioned that I'm moving to Brisbane at the end of the year, and there's no backing out now. I need to make it happen. Otherwise, I'm going to be like Donald.
Yeah, I had a friend going away, moving to London, going to pursue the dreams in that COVID, moving back with the parents, actually. Sorry, that's a big pivot.
Not
there.
Even, it's worse than going a step up and then just sliding down the old snakes and ladders. Well, Christy, oh, life's got some snakes and ladders, doesn't it? We asked you to get in touch with us at matt.n.alex. Christy messaged and said, I posted that I got Luke Combs tickets. I, in fact, did not. So Luke Combs, the old, he's an American rocker.
And Steph in Adelaide is joining us. G'day, Steph.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good. Thank you, Steph. Now, you announced you announced something a little bit too early recently.
Yeah, way too early. And it was kind of a big announcement too. So I'm from Adelaide and I got offered a job in Melbourne for a startup cosmetics brand. And the position was like quite high up and I was really excited about it and literally got offered the job and they said, look, we're going to draw up a contract and everything, but if it's okay, like, can you sign it once you get here? Like, it's a go-ahead. And I was like, amazing. So literally started planning, got applied for a rental in Melbourne and even said to my mates, like, I got this job, I'm moving. It was all happening.
Farewell. Ta-ta. Sayonara, suckers.
Had you told your old job?
Yes. So I was casual at the time. So I announced that I'll no longer be requiring shifts. And about 2 weeks before I was moving, the company went under.
Oh, no. Did you go crawling back to your old job? Did they have ya?
Yeah, luckily they were like, oh, good, because we actually needed you. But it was just like the fact that I'd announced it and literally had a going away drink coming up like that Friday.
And, no.
Didn't break up with a partner or anything, Steph?
Yeah,
like, I don't think I could do long distance.
Luckily, not that, but yeah, it was, might as well have been. Like, throw it in, why not?
It's a good thing you didn't, tell your old boss to go shove it. You know, I don't need you losers. Go and photocopy your ass on the photocopier.
Oh, I was ready. I had the pants down. I was ready to go.
Well.
And with the pants down, it is a lot easier to see the tail firmly between the legs. So good on you there, Steph. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks.
Well, Matt, after our chats of the relocating of the Falls Festival from the new site at Birragurra to the Sydney My Music Bowl in Melbourne.
And your very generous offer of a bedroom for one lucky punter, which I will not be forgetting.
It's probably best, you know, enter that competition at your own risk because Falls Festival for me often ends in tears, so much so that in university I did a creative writing assignment where I did a segment, which we're going to introduce to you now, called Tears Falls. That's right.
I mean, did you name it ironically, or did you have, like, did you have those feelings, you know?
No,
did
Matt, you've been to uni. How seriously did you take it? Everything is important. Everything is groundbreaking.
And you are going to change the game.
And I'm going to change the game with Tears Falls. Now, a few of these stories may have crept in. You might have heard little elements of these stories over the years, you know. I've been mining my life for content since the age of 17. So apologies if I do cover a little bit of ground that you've heard before.
The old Alex Dyson super pit of emotional mining.
An open cut emotional mine, leaving the landscape barren and unusable.
So anyways...
But I'll go in decreasing order. Okay, Matt. We're going from 2012 backwards. 10, 11, and we've got 9, 10. You know, New Year's Eve permeates that. And it does sort of center around on New Year's Festival. Something as a youngster I'd never done was have a New Year's Eve kiss. Now, that's something a young, strapping lad like myself and you used, I'm not sure about you, used to somewhat obsess over, you know, because it seems like when you're young, everyone's doing it. Everyone else is having the best time.
Just wondering in the lead up, you know, who are you going to smooch?
For the very first time, Matt, I had a girlfriend, GF, at the festival with me. There's no secret looking around. I don't have to do any flirting. So, things are looking good. Come to use it. Kings of Leon up on stage. Okay, ready to go. Unfortunately, around that time, my partner at the time, knees a little bit wobbly. Little bit wobbly.
As in, like, physically or emotionally?
Physically. They'd gone off to some tent, her and the girls. I think some shots had been had.
Oh, yep. Okay, no, actually, like, has drunk too much. I thought you meant, like, it was a gym accident.
No. Like, I just drunk too much. So I was sort of swaying a little bit. No. So I was sort of holding her up, looking at the clock. Yep. Oh, okay, it's about 20 minutes to midnight. It's like, okay, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't hold on. It was a bit, you know, a bit too much. Like, we've got to get her out of here. So me and a friend, one under one arm, one on the other, started walking away. And as we're walking outside of the amphitheater, behind those sort of like walls that separate the music from the campsite, we hear in there the guy from Kings of Leon, "All right, everyone, 10, 9, 8. And we've got my girlfriend at the time crying, really upset. And at the stroke of midnight, I give my other friend, Georgia, a New Year's Eve eyebrow raise.
So, not quite the romance you're hoping, huh?
No. And then just looking after my drunk girlfriend that night, a lot of tears were had. So that's year number one. Year number two, me and that particular partner had gone out most of the year, but probably a month before Falls, where Franz Ferdinand playing this year, we had broken up.
Oh.
Very sad, but it's all right. Still friends, but it was the sort of first time I was seeing her for a while, and I was doing summer lunch, so I couldn't go to the first 2 days of the festival. I was recording from Melbourne, but on New Year's Eve, we finished record 2 p.m, gunned it down to Lawn to try and catch the countdown. So I didn't have any lunch. Get there.
Oh, no.
Once the old Powerade bottle, the raspberry Powerade with a homebrew mixologist had his way, I was a little bit...
You were the girlfriend from last year.
I was the girlfriend without a girlfriend.
Role reversal,
eh? So I was thinking maybe I could find someone I could have a smooch with. No. Come midnight, nothing happens, so I just go back to the tent and I realise I'd lost my phone. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Do you know why that was the worst, Matt?
Why?
Because I wanted to text my ex-girlfriend.
No.
And I couldn't because I'd lost my phone. So what do you do in that situation? What you do is you get out of the tent, you start walking around the festival site calling out her name.
Oh, no.
I don't know where she's camped. I walked the entire Falls Festival, tears in my eyes, tears falls, calling out, Jennifer. Jennifer? Wasn't a name, but so that was a year number two for Alex Tyson.
Oh,
New Year's
no,
Eve.
Oh, no, poor. I feel so sad for you.
Ending in tears once again.
So just tell me. I mean, you know, the rule of comedy is everything comes in threes, and usually that third thing is something hilarious, uplifting, funny.
Yeah, well, we want to finish on a high, finish on a laugh.
Oh, absolutely. So what happened the third time?
Next one, Hilltop Hoods, closing New Year's Eve. I was there with a brand new girlfriend. Amazing stuff. But I was moving to Sydney the next year, and so we had our New Year's kiss. Finally, Matt.
Beautiful.
As the Hilltop Hoods brought in New Year's, we have the New Year's kiss. And afterwards I say, I don't think I can do long distance. I think we should break up.
Oh, what? Are you kidding me? That night?
I said it the next morning.
Oh,
and we were crying in the car. Tears. Falls.
Wine and everything about it.
What are you into? Wine? I love wine.
Well, Alex Tyson, hold on to your hats because it's time for a
mind blown.
Blown away.
That's right. This is the segment where I attempt to blow your mind with a fact that I've learned throughout the week. And Alex Tyson, what has been more talked about than the dying of Queen Elizabeth?
Yes, you're right. The dying of Queen Elizabeth has... Sounds like you tie-dyed her or something.
No, well, you know, the passing away, the Queen's funeral, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the first thing that sort of popped up, I mean, Twitter went wild with various, you know, red-hot takes about this all, but a lot of people sort of suggesting... I saw one from Ben Jenkins making a sort of joke tweet that didn't sound as much like a joke as it was, essentially suggesting that all of the currency in Australia is null and void now. Because, you know, you need to get it with the new royal on it.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, you know, there's a lot of things like the changeover of power. Do we become a republic? All that sort of chat. What I've seen less of is how on earth are Australia's, you know, professional dropped at coin players going to adjust to the new audible sound of Prince Charles the Third. Sorry, King Charles III dropping on that desk.
Well, I mean, for one, he's got bigger ears, doesn't he?
Yeah, that will the nose. Wind resistance alone.
Oh,
will,
I mean,
will make for a different timbre.
The weight of the coin is surely going to be a little bit heavier.
Yep.
So no, it's terrible. And also, and this is the thing that got my attention, Alex Tyson. This is a tradition that dates back to the 17th century. You might have heard this. But King Charles III will be facing in the opposite direction to Queen Elizabeth.
Why?
It's a tradition. I don't know why.
As in, so, like, kings face one way and queens face another way.
Exactly. But they're not.
Sort of like
but
the kangaroo and the emu on our coat of arms.
It's not gender. It's just a thing, alternating royals, monarchs.
Oh, so it's not the gender thing. It's... If the queen's looking one way, the next king's looking the other way. And then the next king will be looking the other way.
So all of our coins, Queen Elizabeth is facing to the right and King Charles III will be facing to the left. Now, here's the other thing. Depending on what coin you have, you will see one of six images of the queen. There were six different portraits because obviously the queen from 1952 when she was coronated, is that right?
Yep.
You know? Looking a fair bit younger than the 2018 coin.
Yeah, and you don't want your queen, like, I think, you know, during the Snapchat era of about 2011 to 2013, there was talk of updating the queen to have the dog ears and nose filter on the coins, just to look a little bit...
just trendy, younger, cooler.
Exactly.
No, absolutely not. So there you go. Those are my facts. The tradition about the facing...
Okay.
king, queen, and that there's six different portraits of the queen over the years. And also, King Charles will start being on our coins as of 2023.
Well, I don't know if it's mind-blowing, but it's not a groan. It's interesting. It's like a, can we have a mind,
Like a, mind.
Mind's blown.
No, we can't, so choose.
Mild.
Groan.
Oh, you dog. You absolute mutt.
Well, every week, Matt, you give us a mind blown, we have to turn the other way and give you a mild groan. But with you, we always love getting yours in as well at matt.ann.ally. Send us a voice memo with something blowing your mind, as Jessica has done with a fact regarding horses.
Just a little something that blew my mind and I hope will blow yours. Did you know that the bend in horses' legs, what we would assume is the knee, is actually their heel? The upper portion is the leg, and below the bend is just a very long toe. The hoof is actually the toenail. So horses have stubby little legs and terrifyingly long toes.
Wait, yeah, no.
Well, so wait, the hoof is the toenail. Obviously made out of like the, what's the,
Keratin, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say ketamine, but like, that's a different horse thing. No, it's... But yeah, if that's the toenail, so they're running on their toenails, their toe, long toe goes all the way up to their heel, which is looks like a knee, and then that goes up to what's close to their hip, which is another knee. Because I think like emus and stuff have similar things, like birds have long things like that.
Either way, it's kind of, just this huge toenail chat is, just as someone who, you know, used to bite their toenails, this is gross.
Could you bite a horse's hoof?
Just a little nubble. All right. Well, thank you very much for messaging in your mind blown. Please keep in touch with us at matt.n.alex. If you have a mind-blowing fact at any time during the week and you want to share it with us.
That's absolutely right. And in the meantime, we're going to wrap this bad boy up. So thank you so much for hanging out with us today. We'll gallop on into another episode tomorrow on our nubby little nails.
Yeah, can't talk anymore. The Savo, the voice is a bit hoarse. Oh, all right.
Oh, watch. Just keep an eye on the comedy podcast charts after that absolute heat seeker.
Oh, dear.
Take us to the top, baby. Tell your friends. Time market. What a!
I feel like we're more likely to cop the screen for this one. The old wheel the screen out. Don't let anyone at the track see what's actually going to happen to us.
Either way, thank you very much, Rios. We'll be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.n.alex.